Super Sleuths, welcome to the latest episode of Where the Monsters Are. I'm Louise.
And I'm Sarah.
We'd really like it if you could follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Where the Monsters Are. And if you can, please leave us a review to let us know what you think of the podcast, because we'd love to hear from you. If you do follow us on our socials, you can also use these to let us know which topics you'd like us to cover in the future. Now, this week, as it's the new year, I thought I'd tell you about a variety of cases that have taken place over the New Year period. So, why do crimes happen at the New Year when the time should be one of celebration? Dr. Janet Lauritsen, a professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Missouri, has said that two types of crimes go up around the holidays. Robbery and burglary and retail crime increases by 30%. Crime spikes on days off all year round, so crime rates in general are much higher on Saturday nights than in the morning. It's believed that increase during the holidays might be due to people having more time on their hands and an increase in alcohol or drug intake. Stress also increases the risk of carrying out crimes, and we all know how stressful the holiday season can be. A 2010 study by a Tulsa University found that more opportunistic crimes happen during the holidays because criminals know that there is more likelihood of people being out holiday shopping, leaving their homes vulnerable. Purse snatchings and vehicle theft in shopping areas also increase. I'm now going to tell you about some specific cases that have happened over the New Year period. On New Year's Eve of 2014, 23-year-old Christian Gomez from Tampa, Florida, was spending the holidays with his family. His mother apparently asked him to move some boxes into the attic. He later said that she'd been nagging at him for days to move the boxes, and he'd eventually got sick of her nagging, so instead of moving the boxes like she'd asked, he took an axe, cut off her head and dumped her body outside by the rubbish.
Ooh, extreme.
Police found her head in one of the rubbish bins, and though he fled the scene on his bicycle, he was found and eventually charged with first-degree murder. Gomez had a long history of mental illness, having been diagnosed with schizophrenia, and had a criminal record dating back to 2009 when he was charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest and loitering. I've got an excerpt from an ABC Action News segment about this, so I'm going to put that here for you.
An update now on the shocking investigation we first reported as breaking news last night at 11. Tonight we're getting new insight into the mind of a man accused of decapitating his mother on New Year's Eve. The Pinellas County Sheriff saying Christian Gomez plotted that murder for 2 days. Let's get right out to our Edward Lawrence live tonight in Oldsmar with the latest. Edward.
Yeah, and right now, crime scene investigators are actually still here processing the scene behind me. They're focusing on the garage area tonight. That's where deputies say that Christian Gomez decapitated his mother. This, as we're hearing for the first time from a witness who saw how Gomez was arrested. As night fell, crime scene investigators for the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office returned to this Oldsmar home. The sheriff says after Christian Gomez murdered his mother, Maria Suarez Casagne, he then took off on his bicycle and ended up here.
Clipped his back wheel, clipped the guy on the bike's back wheel, and the bike fell over and the cop got out and yelled at him to get on the ground and cuffed him.
The arrest of the murder suspect happened on Oak Leaf Boulevard in front of David Weber's house. He tells us he couldn't believe what he was watching. A Pinellas County deputy in a car followed Gomez across the median. He says Gomez wouldn't stop or get off the bike, so the deputy hit him to the ground.
I thought I was going to see commotion going on over there. There was a helicopter with the spotlight, but they actually took him down right here.
He's always been on a bicycle. Anytime I've ever seen him, he's been on bike.
Janice Rosselli knew Gomez because of her kids. She says her son, Anthony Rosselli, was Gomez's best friend through middle school. She tells us 5 days ago, Gomez knocked on her door.
He was just standing there, and I just told him that nobody was there, and he asked one by one for the kids, and I was like, no, nobody's here.
Anthony Roselli says a few years ago, Gomez started struggling with mental illness.
I knew he was weird and strange, but I never thought he would do this.
Saturday, Gomez sent his last text message to Roselli, asking about his sisters. He didn't text back. And Gomez is in jail, charged with this gruesome murder. He is there without bond. The Pinellas County Sheriff says that all of this happened because his mother asked him to take some boxes up to the attic. Reporting live in Oldsmar, Edward Lawrence, ABC Action News.
A judge found him incompetent to stand trial and ordered that his mental state be re-evaluated by the end of the year. He remained in a state mental hospital for 3 years before being found mentally competent to stand trial. In July 2018, he pled guilty and was sentenced to 25 years behind bars. This next one is a bit of an odd one. At a New Year's Eve party in Daytona Beach, Florida in 2016, partygoers were out in full force celebrating the new year. One of the partygoers was 32-year-old Robert Mazaras from Wildwood, who started swinging a pocket knife around while outside a club just before midnight. As a result, his fiancée and two other people suffered non-life-threatening stab wounds. He apparently told police that he was startled after seeing police officers in the crowd, so started to swing the knife around so he could get out of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Bizarre. He was held on a $30,000 bail bond for three counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Weird.
Bizarre, yes, very. Another crime on New Year's of 2016 happened in Oklahoma City outside a convenience store. According to police, 20-year-old Matthew Webster got into an altercation with 18-year-old Harith Hamid before being found dead inside a car parked outside the store. Deleted text messages that were reinstated from Hamid's phone showed that he had had conversations with 19-year-old Victoria Smith about shooting Webster just before it happened. After the murder, Hamid texted her that he had shot Webster, to which she replied, "I hope you hit him." It turned out that Smith was Webster's ex-girlfriend and that she was the reason for the fight. She was therefore considered an accessory to the murder and faced punishment for her involvement. In the new year of 2020/2021, there were many casualties across America when people tried to celebrate the occasion by firing their guns. Unfortunately, this meant that some people were caught in the crossfire, one of whom was sadly a 4-year-old boy from Arlington, Texas. A man was dancing while holding a loaded gun while inside the house, which went off and hit the boy in the head, killing him.
What an idiot.
Mm. Yeah.
How are you responding? I guess he was drinking or something.
Yeah, I think he was. And it was the fact that it was a loaded gun. He was dancing around.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Earlier that night in Houston, Texas, an 8-year-old boy was asleep at home when a bullet came through the wall and hit him in the hand just before the stroke of midnight. He was taken to hospital and treated for the gunshot wound before being sent home. Yeah.
What, from outside or in the
house? There was people outside and it went through and hit him. Yeah. On the same night, 11 miles away, a 24-year-old woman was shot when a bullet came through the wall and hit her in the stomach. It turned out that her 70-year-old grandfather had been firing in celebration in their back garden. She was taken to hospital and did survive. So she, yeah.
I mean, what kind of, well, I guess guns do go through walls. I don't know.
No, well, I found some photos and you can actually see there were photos.
What sort of, like brick walls or?
No.
Or like them wooden type houses?
Wooden,
I was going to say.
Yeah, they were, and I think on a couple I saw they'd actually gone through windows.
Yeah.
It's a lot of panes of glass.
Because I'm thinking it can't be like a, surely like a brick wall it'd go. I mean, maybe there are guns that would do that. I don't know.
There are like armor-piercing bullets that possibly could. I don't know. But no, these are normal guns. Mm. And yeah, they just went through. But I saw some pictures and you could see like there was like pictures of like a bed. And right next to it, there's a hole in the wall. One police officer alone responded to 7 reports of gunfire incidents in Houston during the hours between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So that's just one policeman.
Cool.
Mm. Even though it looks like the incidents were isolated to Texas, this was far from the case. Videos were posted on social media of many people firing guns in St. Louis. Or St. Louis, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. A local resident named Bradley Hoffman said that a stray bullet had hit the windscreen of his car the previous year, so he actually took his family out of the city a year later so it wouldn't happen again. In Omaha, Nebraska, a 24-year-old man was sent to hospital with what at first appeared to be wounds relating to fireworks, but turned out to be a gunshot wound. He told police he didn't know how he came to be injured. According to a 2004 report, a bullet, when fired into the air, can return to the ground at speeds of more than 200 feet per second, so obviously if this hits a person it can cause serious injury or death. The report went into cases of celebratory gunfire in Puerto Rico and said that in that area alone, an average of 2 people are killed and 25 others wounded during these types of New Year's Eve incidents. And that seems to happen every year. Now, it sounds like from this that most incidents that happen at New Year take place in America, but this is also far from the case. A series of incidents happened during the New Year period at the end of 2018 and the start of 2019. Some high-profile attacks took place in cities across Western and Northern Europe, including arson and unrest, and were found to be carried out mainly by gangs of youths. It's mind-boggling at the amount of incidents that happened over the course of one night in multiple countries. So I'm going to go through some of these now. Across Sweden, there were firework attacks aimed at the police and other emergency services, arson attacks, and a man even had a firework deliberately fired into his face.
I mean, I have heard of, like, idiots throwing from... When I was... Years ago, when I worked in a florist, and it was the end of the day and we were getting, we used to have like flower displays outside the shop and we would have to take them in overnight.
Oh.
And a car went past our shop and there was a group of kids in it and they just threw a firework towards us. I just saw this green light and just sort of pulled Karen, who God. I work with, into the shop out of the way, and then it went off. Yeah, and there was loads of people at the bus stop. And,
oh God.
Mm,
yeah. But this is it. I think in this case, what he'd done, I think he saw kids messing about, and he confronted them and said, "You should stop what you're doing." And they just threw it in his face. Yeah.
Well, if they're doing that, then it's best to stay out of the way, isn't it? Really.
I think
unfortunately,
so.
You shouldn't have to. But
no, but you have to be realistic about these things. In Copenhagen, in Denmark, firefighters and police were attacked with fireworks on three separate occasions, and rockets were fired at passing cars and pedestrians. In the UK, three people were stabbed at Victoria Station in Manchester in what was suspected to be a terrorist attack at the time, and a security guard was murdered in Park Lane when he tried to stop gatecrashers getting into a party. In Amsterdam, cars and rubbish bins were set on fire across the city. Similar to some of the other incidents, police and the other emergency services were ambushed with fireworks while responding to arson attacks.
What was that, in the same year?
Yeah, this is all... yes, I think this was. This was all in the same year. It was just across... Yeah, I mean, this is... It's mind-boggling how many actually took place at the same time. A man even aimed his car at police in Rotterdam, forcing the police officers to open fire on him. The same thing happened in Brussels in Belgium, with cars being set on fire and police and emergency services again being attacked with fireworks and stones. Four police cars and two fire engines were damaged. 40 people were arrested for carrying out arson attacks on cars, and a young man was stabbed and killed.
Gosh.
So again, this is still, I'm still going on about the same thing. This is still the same night, the same year this is. In France, arson attacks and unrest have become an annual tradition, according to the media. In Paris alone, over 150 vehicles were torched. Police were forced to fire their weapons to prevent an attack on officers who were trying to prevent a rape and catch the perpetrator when they were surrounded by a crowd of about 30 people.
What, just watching it?
Trying to stop the police from
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say stop the people from doing it.
No. The police were trying to stop the person doing it, catch him, and the people around were. Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. And until I'd actually looked into this, I had no clue. There was so much stuff that goes on New Year. I mean,
I can imagine stuff going on, like the fireworks and the, you know, people are going to be drunk and stuff. But all them like stabbings and shootings and rape and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's terrible. In Berlin, rockets were fired by a group of youths at passing cars, as well as attacking police with rockets. Approximately 60 youths attacked police and emergency workers with fireworks, injuring 8 police officers. A branch office of the Federal Court of Justice and a pizzeria was set on fire in Leipzig due to what was reported as an explosion, likely due to a firework. In Frankfurt, a man was thrown in front of a train, but he was unhurt because luckily the train managed to stop in time. It's just, you just think you can't get any worse.
Mm.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. In 2015, there were coordinated attacks that took place in Cologne, Germany. Now, this part deals with instances of sexual assault. So if you think you might be affected by anything we discuss here, you might want to skip this part. Over 1,200 women reported being sexually assaulted during the New Year's Eve celebrations in Germany. In most cases, the perpetrators were described as being men of non-European origin, and in many of the cases, the victims reported being surrounded in public spaces and being assaulted by groups of men. The German Federal Criminal Police confirmed in July 2016 that 1,200 women had been sexually assaulted that night. In one night. I actually remember this when it happened. I remember it being all over the news. Yeah, I do.
What was it, like a gang? Or?
Well, they reckon there was like social media posts saying that groups of men had actually sort of organised getting together to do this.
So was it all in the same place then? Or?
No, different cities across Germany.
Oh.
Yeah. On the 5th of January 2016, the German government and the Cologne police suggested that the attacks had been organised but changed their stance later that month, saying there was no evidence of the attacks being coordinated. That's contradicted a bit later, but you'll hear about that. In April 2016, 153 suspects had been identified by the police as having previous sexual offences. Two-thirds were originally from Morocco or Algeria. 44% were asylum seekers. 12% were likely to have been in the country illegally, and 3% were underage, unaccompanied refugees. By the end of the year, around 200 suspects had been identified nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah. There were similar cases reported in other cities around Germany. Now, bear in mind, this is all the same night. It's all the same year. 17 complaints were reported in Stuttgart, and over 400 were reported in Hamburg. The other cities were Frankfurt, Dortmund, Bielefeld, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, and Dusseldorf. There have been suggestions that there was a cover-up by the media. Reports initially gave descriptions of the perpetrators as groups of men with North African appearance, as I mentioned before. A description of the men was removed from the articles later printed in a high-profile national newspaper. It was because of this that anger and accusations of a cover-up were suggested on various social media networks. Right-wing politicians criticised the press, accusing them of ignoring the events until a few days after they had happened. It was suggested that the national media had only started to report on the incidents until after the attacks had themselves been discussed on social media. And I think what they're alluding to is, obviously they're trying to say that it's immigrants, basically, that right. have done this. That's basically what they're saying. The fact that the attackers in all of the cities in question had worked in groups of up to 100 men led to speculation that the attacks had been organised. The German Minister of Justice at the time came out and said that these sex crimes were organised crime. It emerged that groups of men had posted on social media to meet at the Cologne New Year's Eve celebration, but no hints that the reason for the meetups would be for nefarious reasons. In reaction to the assaults, the government said that the perpetrators, if found to be not citizens of Germany, should be deported as soon as possible. In July 2016, Germany's parliament passed a new law on sex crimes, which would make it easier to deport a migrant after committing a sex offence. As of early January 2016, the Cologne police evaluated 1,100 hours of video footage from CCTV cameras. But on the 18th of January, a policeman anonymously said to the press that several of the video recordings of the Cologne Cathedral Plaza on New Year's Eve were unusable. In November that year, the Ministry of Internal Affairs of North Rhine-Westphalia confirmed that because of those crime scenes in Cologne having been both dark and overcrowded, those video images had mostly proven to be of poor quality and therefore not very helpful for the investigations. Rewards in the thousands were offered for information leading to the tracing of perpetrators of the attacks. Many suspects were eventually identified by name. Some were foreign nationals, but some were also German natives. By the end of November 2016, 15 men had been tried, receiving various sentences ranging from community service to imprisonment. And that's the story of crimes that have happened over New Year, over the years. Sarah, any questions or comments?
I mean, not really, because I was kind of commenting along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just a human. Sometimes you just think, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a time for celebrating.
Well, that's the
thing. Some people are using it as a time to cause, like, you know,
mayhem.
And bad things to happen. Mm. Reminds me of a little bit of, you know, like the Crow, Burns Night, when they all the fires.
Yeah.
It
does kind of boggle the mind.
Yeah.
What humans are capable of doing.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, going from, I mean, this is sort of ranged from, you know, completely across the spectrum, from people deliberately causing damage to, let's basically say, idiots running around with loaded guns, firing them, and
ridiculous. You know, I mean, that one with the 4-year old.
Yeah, little 4-year old boy died by.
I mean, it's just irresponsible.
Yeah.
You know, even having like a loaded weapon anywhere where you've got children. Yeah. I mean.
And why you would wave it about in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, did he mean to? Was he firing it like celebrating, or it just went off?
No, he was holding it. He was holding it. It was loaded. So whether he didn't know it was loaded, I don't know. But he was holding it, dancing around, waving it around, and
The mind boggles sometimes, doesn't it?
When you
just wonder what. I don't know.
I know. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. And as usual, if you enjoy the content we create, please do give us a follow and a like, and also a review if possible. You can also leave us some comments to tell us if there are any subjects you'd like us to cover. We hope all of our listeners have had a good Christmas, if you celebrate it. And we hope that 2022 is everything you hope it will be.
Yeah, just thanks for everyone that's supported us since we started the podcast back in May, it? Yeah. We've really enjoyed this past 9 months, is it? Something like that.
Yeah, not far off.
So, we look forward to bringing you more stories next year. Hope you stay, if you're celebrating New Year, going out to celebrate for New Year, stay safe, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.